Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Doesn't really dig in too deep, I'd say. I just feel bad for a guy that's just done everything right, and this is his fourth consecutive year putting up 40-plus touchdowns, and everyone's going to say that statistically the other guy should win, and if you rewind back to last year, Josh had every statistic, and he still won. So, I mean, it's pushed by the media, so people believe the media. You know, I just think that we were counted out a lot, and then you know, everybody left. We didn't have anybody. We weren't supposed to win the division. We weren't supposed to make the playoffs. Now you're sitting here talking about the two seed, and there's just a lot that goes into it. And I just feel bad for Josh and what he has to deal with, but you know, he's got a head on his shoulders, and it doesn't really affect him too much. But that me blocking for the guy, I could probably say a little more than he can.
Spencer Brown's comments about the MVP discourse and what's been going on there. And a lot of it is fairly balanced. You know, the one thing that, and I don't want to go too much into this because I'm basically bashing my head into a wall here about this. Derek Kramer, Joe Calley, welcome back to Sports Talk Saturday. With the MVP thing, Joe, the last thing I want to bring up with it when it comes to Spencer Brown's comments about the comments is it's very balanced what he said there. However, it is the spirit that still needs to be thought of there. And what Allen has on Jackson is that narrative. The same national talking heads propping up Lamar Jackson very conveniently seem to have forgotten that they all, not all of them, but a good majority of them were picking the Bills to not win the division, not have a 12-win season, and not have their usual success.
Oh, yeah. They were written off.
So what Allen has that Jackson does not is something that's not measurable within the conversation. And that's narrative. It can be powerful. Yeah. Especially
these writers love narratives.
Because writers love narratives. But it's not measurable. And that is Lamar Jackson's strongest case this year, is that it's measurable. Josh Allen's strongest case last year was it was measurable. But I also have... We needed to put the pitchforks out for last year. Last year, the one award you should get mad about is Damar Hamlin, not Josh Allen.
We've been a proponent for that all around. The MVP was whatever, but
yeah.
Damar Hamlin dropping an award like that to Joe Flacco is outrageous.
Yes, that was far more egregious.
Yeah. Did you see Keon Coleman's gotten in on the Twitter chatter?
No, I did not.
Yesterday, December 27th, 2024, in response to all of the national pundit stuff, he just put four laughing emojis.
Yeah. The thing is that, again, the national pundits that are the talking heads with this, they all seem to have conveniently forgotten that the narrative that they created has been quashed. And who helped do that? It was Allen. A big portion of it. But again, in the spirit of this, in the spirit of what I'm trying to say, let's not ignore what Lamar Jackson's doing this year.
You can't.
Because you shouldn't. And you shouldn't tear it down either. Derrick Henry this, Derrick Henry that. Yeah, the Baltimore Ravens also managed to get good rushing seasons out of plenty of players. Gus Edwards became a thing because of the Baltimore Ravens. When J.K. Dobbins was healthy, he was a solid runner for them. Mark Ingram showed up in Baltimore. He rejuvenated himself. It's not a surprise to see the Baltimore Ravens, a famously capable running football team and franchise, still have a way to draw to its roots with being able to run the football and having capable backs to do so. So I'm not going to go ahead and ignore Lamar Jackson's work in the passing game in addition to his legs, because he's doing incredible things, and that needs to be said. And the Baltimore Ravens very typically have capable rushing attacks every year. But the minute that they take Greg Roman away from the Baltimore offense, Lamar Jackson is putting up numbers that he has not before.
Makes you wonder what Justin Herbert's potential could be.
Yeah, get Greg Roman out of football, please.
Yeah, get him out of send him to the XFL. Whatever.
Actually,
you know what?
There's already four really good quarterbacks in the AFC. I don't need a fifth. Keep him there. Never mind. Bury Justin Herbert with Greg Roman.
Love keep Herbert, though.
Keep him weighted down because I don't need more threats. I don't need more threats.
Herbert could be very threatening. He's got legs. He's a big boy. He's got a cannon. Like, I think if he's really unleashed, it could get scary.
Yeah, and again, the person that they screwed this up with was, it was Dak Prescott that got robbed last year.
It was.
And he should have been in that conversation too. But, oh, it's the Cowboys, who cares? Which, I get it. And they very, very much made that a point in the wild card round last year. So I get it. But last year, it was also the near unanimous portion that was weird. And this year, it is what it is. The MVP discussion is quite frankly, you just want the guy to win that you want to win, and you're going to ignore everything else. The Ravens fans saying that the stats matter now when it didn't last year. It is a little hypocritical, and it should be called out. But dang, those are some good numbers there. And unlike Allen, Jackson is playing hot to end the year too. Allen last year didn't have to do everything because they were switching offensive coordinators. They were even switching up a little bit of the philosophy of what they do. And
yeah, the run game became that much more important.
The run game became more vital. Like, Josh Allen had an entire game where he didn't really have to lift a finger, and it was Dallas because they refused to get out a dime and just handed the football off.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
I just, like, the Derrick Henry thing to me is still, and again, this is not to discredit Derrick Henry either. He is an upgrade from what they have at the rushing attack, but they've always had a capable rushing attack. So if he wins if Lamar Jackson wins the MVP, I'm not going to stress about it. I'm not going to worry about it because it is deserving. If Josh Allen wins the MVP, you should not, anyone that's not from Buffalo should not worry about it, because it's not a big deal because the player is deserving.
Very.
Just say you want him to have more hardware. Just admit it. That's all it is. It's not about the stats matter now. No, you're making a hypocrite of yourself at that point.
Yeah, but it's no Super Bowls, no MVPs previously, anything like that. You want the three-peat for your player. That's what they want.
Yes, and that's the thing, is that because the Kansas City Chiefs have ruined so much now that it's impossible to go ahead and look at it further than you're fighting for the other piece of food that's not as delicious. It's not even the crumbs. It's like a straight-up another piece of food. It's an MVP.
Yeah.
But ready? If the numbers matter and Josh Allen wins MVP, then just give Offensive Player of the Year to Lamar.
Yeah, right. Whatever one doesn't get.
Because one of there's literally an award for having the best statistical output and being the most impressive player on offense. There's literally an award for that.
Yeah.
That's okay to say. Hey, Offensive Player of the Year is still a really damn good award. But it's not the MVP. Yeah? Who cares?
Because, again, the MVP, the middle consonant there, the V, is very important.
The V should be the context. It should have context. It's ready? I can't believe I'm saying this, but hockey does it right. Hockey has a measurable trophy for your numbers called the Art Ross Trophy. And then they have the Hart Trophy, which is separate and has separate winners. Sometimes it has the same winners, but it's not measurable. It is still the MVP is the Hart Trophy. And the Art Ross is for the player that had the most points, but he might not be the most valuable to his team, but he had the most points. The Offensive Player of the Year is still, and they do it for two conferences to be even, no, they should do it to two conferences, I should say, to split it up. You have the player with the most impressive statistics. And this year, Lamar Jackson and Joe Burrow have the most impressive statistics. Saquon Barkley also has impressive
statistics. Saquon Barkley would be a good offensive player of the year because not a quarterback, you know, that'd be a solid option as well.
But again, I just think that enough tearing, and I'm saying this for all fan bases, and it's Buffalo included, stop tearing the guy down to try to prop yours up because it's a bad faith argument.
Yeah, enough is enough.
Enough's enough.
Both are phenomenal players. Both are phenomenal quarterbacks having historical seasons. Just take a step back and admire that.
This is not a fight to stress about. This is not a fight to waste your time on at this point. And we are taking the show and wasting our time on this show to do it for you. Because that's what we're that's our job, is to try to help you with this. Like, that's part of the job. It's to try to help out. And that's what we're like, here for.
Like we do with the Buffalo Sabres.
Like the Sabres, was it last week? Yeah.
It was last week.
I straight up had a different plan for the show. I was so mad at them that I didn't want to even talk about them, but people needed to talk about them.
Yeah, and it was great. You know, we aired the grievances,
we
everything.
We pull out the metaphorical couch, and there we go. When it comes to the MVP discussion, I'm going to take the time to actually map this out this week and say, it's gotten to a point where we should all disengage. It's never going to happen.
Whatever happens is going to happen.
But if I could stop as many people from arguing with the equivalent of a brick wall, I'm going to do it. If I could stop people from arguing with the brick wall, I'm going to do it. Because that is something that we deserve, is to be able to use our time for better arguments and better faith arguments, presenting better faith arguments than that. I'm not going to ignore what Lamar Jackson has done this year. I am not going to ignore it because I shouldn't. The reason that it's such a highly heated debate is because both players deserve it. Just admit that you want Allen to have one, desperately, just so that you have it. It's a pick me thing. That's all it is. Pick our guy. It's all it is. It's all it boils down to, because both of them deserve it, and both of them are incredible, and both of them are awesome, and both of them are in Kansas City, and to hell with Kansas City.
Yeah, get him out of there.
You're lucky I don't have...
Sorry, Patrick Mahomes just graced the airwaves there.
You're lucky that you're not here, because I would have thrown the nearest object at you. There are two remotes. There is a bottle. There's a highlighter. Trevor almost got hit in the crossfire because he's sitting over here.
Trev's back in the studio.
Trevor's back in the studio. And with Trevor back in the studio, we're going to hit an early break so that Trevor and I can go over the Buffalo Bandits and do a Bandits hit, because Joe, you've got to get out of here. You've got plans. You've got holiday plans. That's why we opened the band like that.
Yeah, some holiday plans still shaking out, and you know, excited for them. But Trev, have a good time. I'll see you at the arena later. And Derek, we'll get back to regularly scheduled programming next Saturday.
At the very least, I'm pretty sure I'll see you here tomorrow.
Bills game day.
You're absolutely right. I totally forgot. Sorry, accidentally fat fingered a button on this board I currently am operating on.
That is awesome. And
yeah, did you hear that? Did that come through?
That, yes, that's a clip. Evan is like giddy all of a sudden because you did that. So, yeah, it's one of those things where I'm just going to – that's a clip. That's going somewhere. I don't know where it's going when it comes to an open or just a bump. It's going somewhere.
Well, I'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye.
It's Joe Cali. Messing with the clean feed and appreciating him for doing that. Good job, man. That there's no, there are fewer exits better than that. So, Joe, I'll see you around tomorrow, though.
Yeah, sounds good. I'll catch you guys later. Have a good rest of the show.
Happy New Year, man.
Happy New Year.
That's Joe Cali. We come back. Trevor Hauer is in the seat. We'll talk some Bandits and go through even maybe, dare I say, talk about the hockey team, perhaps? I don't know. There's some stuff that has to go on there. I'm getting tired of the MVP conversation. It is fatiguing, and maybe we need to stop doing that. We'll also look at, hey, every one of those teams that are currently in an AFC playoff spot, they can finish anywhere between 5 and 7, all three of them. We'll go through the possibilities and, of course, go through our preferences as well. Derek Kramer, Joe Cali's out of here for the day. Evan's on the board. Trevor Hauer checks in. Coming up next here on Sports Talk Saturday, you're listening to WGR.